You know, I grew up with five sisters and no brothers. I'd be in Sunday school and they tell us stories of Cain and Abel. You know, the first murder that was committed by one brother to another brother. And I looked around my neighborhood as a child. I saw the crime and violence and I said, wow, how could two people who love each other bring this into the world? God bless them, you know?
Two brothers, a single mother, a father that loved them, but not enough to leave the streets and make they mama a husband. The only males in their life was a couple of cousins that they mama had babysitting cause she was struggling. But typical ghetto shit, the cousins was hustling, or should I say halfway, cause they got high like they customers. The oldest boy was Cain and the youngest was Abel. Abel distracted cuz Cain took Cain off the table. They decided as preteens to serve the fiends, like pushing T and Malice, they re-up for the green. Furnished they apartment like a palace, made they mama a queen. Abel was only 12, Cain barely 13. No idea of the evil that the streets would bring. Infatuated by images on a big screen, like Nas, and it was written they had street dreams. By 17, they was on they grind. They were listening to old school rap from mama's time. Bought myself a Uzi and my brother a nine. Bought myself a Uzi and my brother a nine. It's what Cain said as Abel walked on his side into Candler Rose pawn shop. Cain bought himself an AR-15 and his brother a Glock. Through the years they would spread they campaign on the block, till every square foot of zone one was locked. More money, more murder, mark they rise to the top. But like the Chambers brothers, like the Flannery boys, when you cut from the same cloth, made from the same stock, sometimes you can't share the same space at the top. These young brothers retired their young mother. Abel opened businesses in the name of his mother. Cain dropped off big money bags to his mother. And once a week, they sat down for Sunday supper. She told him one Sunday how she loved him and she hugged him. Sensing something's wrong, they asked her what she troubled. She answered, y'all give me rings, riches and way more. When it's one thing that my heart truly prays for. Cain smirked, said, mama, don't say stop. Gave her 100K cash. Told a lady go shop. Abel looked at his mother and the watering eyes and told her, that's nothing, baby, I'm done flipping the pie. Cain looked at his brother with fury off in his eyes. Rocked him and he socked him in his left and right eye. And he hit him and he bit him and he split him in two. All he said as he beat him was, why she love you? The more mama yelled stop, the more hate he would take in. Abel was Romello, Cain was Ray Nathan. Chris said, love's gon' get you, so we back to the Glock. In the middle of the struggle, all we heard was pop.
Unlike Romello, Abel was not able to survive that shot. Unlike Romello, Abel was not able to survive that shot.
I dedicate this song to Cain and any brother who willingly or unwillingly has killed his brother, because I know that scar on you forever, homie. It's the grind. Grind time rap gang. Bang, bang, bang.